It's time for Vivid Talk, a coaching conversation to cultivate your visionary lifestyle. I'm your host, Gwen Witherspoon, Better Life Coach. We use my proprietary Vivid model for growth and development to get us started, but it's not a real conversation without you. So join in. Visit vividtalkradio.com for details. We've got a great show for you today. Glad you're here. Welcome to Vivid Talk. I'm Gwen Witherspoon. Today's episode of Vivid Talk Radio is brought to you by Flip Productivity. And it's a prelude to the new season of Vivid Talk. New co-hosts, new focus, new episodes, all slated for this fall. Before we get started, let me tell you how you can join the conversation. Post your comments on our blog, share in social media, or visit vividtalkradio.com to start a coach on call chat.
You've reached the high fashion hotline.
Hi, my daughter's starting school and she wants to make a great first impression, like dress to impress.
Take her to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yes, all kids' styles are up to 50% off. Get cute tees and active from $5 and jeans from just $10 at Old Navy and oldnavy.com.
Up to 50% off all kids' styles?
Yep, and Old Navy has a new kids in-store shoe shop. All shoes for kids, like sandals, high tops, and flats are up to 50% off too.
Up to 50% off all shoes, Old Navy, here we come.
High fashion,
Old Navy. Valid 7/24 to 8/9. Excludes in-store clearance.
Has this ever happened to you? You put some money in a savings account with a great rate. But that promotional savings rate came crashing down. You deserve better. Take just 5 minutes and open a Capital One savings account online. You'll get one of the nation's best rates that's not a promotional rate. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2017 Capital One.
Welcome to Vivid Talk. I'm your host, Gwen Witherspoon. Today's title is Inspiring Parents to Get a Vision for a Change. And who better to do that than another parent? My guest is Sonia Whitaker Gregg. She has a master's degree in social work and a Bachelor of Arts in marketing. But most importantly, she's a wife and mother of three who was moved by the national headlines featuring the killing of young black men by police officers. Now she is getting national attention as the first-time author of the children's book, Mama, Did You Hear the News? I'll let Sonia tell you how the idea came by revelation from God, the textbook definition of vision.
Sonia, welcome to Vivid Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I was so excited to hear about your book. So before we talk specifically about that, tell me some more about you. Let's give us some of your background.
Sure. Well, I'm born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. I did my undergraduate at the University of Memphis, worked in marketing for a little bit, and then I actually got my master's degree in sports administration. And I worked for about 10 years in athletics and sports marketing, mainly in the community relations area. And after doing some volunteer work, actually I was a CASA, court-appointed special advocate, working with foster kids, I decided to go and get my MSW. So I received my master's degree in social work from the University of Southern California, and that has kind of put me on this kind of trajectory of community issues, social issues, and things of that nature. And currently I reside in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And okay. We move around a lot, actually, due to my husband's job. We move around quite often. And so I was working first as a child therapist with an agency and then as a school social worker, which I really loved. And the idea for this book actually came to me in my prayer closet. I was just doing some praying on what my next steps needed to be career-wise. Had thought about doing a children's book for some time, but never in the area of law enforcement or even social issues. And so the idea for this book came to me with everything that was going on in my prayer closet, and I knew it was something that I needed to do.
And so what's the title of your book?
The title of the book is Mama, Did You Hear the News? And it's based around a 10-year-old boy named Avery, who has just, there is another shooting, as we're all unfortunately familiar with, and he's just really concerned and goes to his parents to talk to them about, you know, what can he do or what's going on? Do all policemen hate me? And so it just kind of walks through the talk that his parents have with Avery and the little brother.
Your background in marketing kind of fills in a little bit of the puzzle for me, that why you would be able to actually produce a book. But so it sounds like, though, that you didn't really have any specific background in publishing per se.
No, I didn't. It's interesting. When I lived in Arkansas, I was actually a personal assistant for author Elin Harris. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I was
able to follow him around the country and do some kind of PR and just setting up engagements with him, which did give me a little insight into working with an author and what authors do PR-wise. But, I mean, I did that for just a couple of years. So I did have a little experience.
So really, it sounds like also that this kind of mission that you're on now really was kind of this vision from God for how you could make a difference. So what was going on? What were you seeing?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, it's crazy because when the idea first came to me, I was thinking, okay, yeah, I mean, I thought about doing a children's book, but this is a topic that I really hadn't even thought about. And probably it was less than 2 weeks later, I don't know if you're familiar with the Terrence Crutcher incident, which happened right here where I'm residing now in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so once that happened, so close to me, you know, getting this idea in my prayer closet, that was just the confirmation that, yes, this is what I need to do. Because even though my sons are much older now in both driving, I knew that, you know, I found myself once again sitting on the couch with my boys having the talk about what to do if you're pulled over by law enforcement. But I knew that I wasn't the only mom that was doing that because, once again, we see a black man who's unarmed, you know, being shot by a police officer, and it's scary. And I thought about all of the moms and dads who are watching this unfold and who are concerned with their kids, not even just their kids who are driving, but younger kids who are seeing things through social media and just, you know, sitting around watching television and seeing these things unfold. So that was really the confirmation that, yeah, I need to go ahead and put the pen to the paper and work on this book. So that's what I did.
Now talk about the process. How long did it take?
Oh, my goodness. I would say, so that was probably August, September-ish when that happened. It was crazy because it came to me rather quickly. And I think really because the talk is something that I believe as African Americans have been having with our kids for so long. So, you know, the things that, you know, that we already tell our kids to do, it's the same thing that, you know, my parents talked to me about or that my husband's parents talked to him about. So I kind of knew those things that were already told. And so it was just a matter of putting it in a format that I believed, you know, it's a difficult subject, but to try to make it somewhat easy to remember for kids and to try to lighten the subject just a bit, even though it's a serious topic, making it able for kids to be able to digest it, you know? And so I think I probably finished all the text within, it was probably less than 2 months. And again, that was with me still working on other things and having a family and doing all these other things. So kind of doing this on the side, but I would say it took me less than 2 months. And then what I knew I really needed to do with this being a children's book, I knew I needed to find a great illustrator. I knew that would be the key in this book, is to making sure I could find an illustrator who could bring these characters to life, who could make it realistic, but also, you know, soften the tone a little bit. So that was important to me too.
I know when I heard, I remembered the Trayvon Martin situation and when President Obama got up and said, you know, that could have been me. And I saw that little boy's face and I'm just like, oh my God. I mean, he was a young man. I just thought I saw my own son's face. And, you know, it's hard to, as a parent of a black child, especially a black young man, hard not to see those stories, no matter what all the circumstances around them are. You know, the person may have been involved in something, or he may not have been.
Right.
But just the mere fact that all these different activities, like normal everyday activities, that everyone can result in the death, untimely death of a young Black person. So that,
yeah,
it's gut-wrenching. Yeah, it's gut-wrenching to watch it. And so for you to see it and be like, okay, I've got to do something about this.
When the verdict came out, the Trayvon Martin verdict came out,
yeah,
for Zimmerman, yeah, I remember I was actually out of town. I was in D.C. And so my son Avery, I think he was probably 12 or 13 at the time. And, you know, our boys tend to think that, you know, as a mom, I'm overprotective and I'm always thinking the worst and I'm always trying to prepare them for everything. So they always thought, yeah, I was, you know, being a little overbearing. But when that verdict came out, I will never forget getting a text from my son, and it simply said, okay, Mom, now I really am scared. And that just,
yeah,
I mean, I still can remember that so vividly because, you know, they,
wow,
always thought I was just this, you know, hoverboard mom, always over them. But then it kind of hit home. Okay, this boy was walking home, gets killed, and this man is going to walk free. And I think that was just a big aha moment for my son. So scary and sad, but a reality.
You've definitely been getting some great press. I mean, I'm NBC and Essence and all these,
yeah,
different news outlets have been, you know, really responding. And I think that's just so powerful for a book that you, you know, developed on CreateSpace. You know, I think that really speaks to how important the message is. And you had to have had so many parents contacting you and letting you know, what the fruit of this has been. So what kinds of reactions have you gotten from the parents and their kids?
Yeah, the response has been overwhelmingly great. You know, I think a lot of parents definitely can relate to the story because, like I said, parents are having these conversations. I think one of the things that I do find myself trying to clear up is that I know that we still need police reform. I know that a lot of times police are still in the wrong. And so I find myself sometimes getting defensive. And so I've had to kind of pull back a little bit, but also say, hey, I'm doing what I feel like I can do to make a change right now. I know there needs to be some changes overall in the way law enforcement handles these situations, their de-escalation tactics, just their preconceived notions about Black men in general. But one of the things that I came up with as I do my mini talks is really comparing this book to wearing a seatbelt. So, I mean, of course, we know that now it's law. You have to wear your seatbelt. But, you know, back in the day when I was growing up, of course, it wasn't law. But we always knew that if you wear your seatbelt, your chances of walking away from that accident are much greater than if you don't wear your seatbelt. So I kind of consider this book, it's like your seatbelt. It's not going to guarantee that you can walk away from this incident, but I do believe that it greatly increases your chance of coming home alive. And as a mom, when I look at my two brown boys, you know, that's all I think about. I need you to walk back through the door. If you need to get a badge number, if you need to just take a mental note of everything that's going on, do that. But I need you to do these five things and walk through that door, and then we will deal with, you know, whatever steps we need to take regarding a police officer treating you unfairly after that. But I don't need the situation to just get worse and worse and you not come home alive. So that's kind of how I respond to people who say, well, it's the police's fault. The police need to do this. Hey, as a mom, I just need my boys to come home alive. So that's kind of how I look at it.
That's what I care about, yeah.
Working
yeah.
the butt. Yeah. It's tough.
Now,
it is hard to watch and it is difficult. And we do, you know, want our kids to believe that policemen are on their side and are there to protect them, you know?
Yes.
So, and another thing that I do talk about, there's a couple of pages in the book where I say, you know what, all policemen are not bad. I don't want you to just, you know, believe that. They're moms and dads too. You know, they want to get
yeah.
home safe. So I always say this is not a book that is anti-police. I am anti-police brutality. So there's a big difference there. So I always try to make that clear as well.
And that reminds me, there's got to be people who say that writing a book like this is really indoctrinating kids and making them expect bad things to happen to them. What do you say to that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So I've gone out and talked to a few schools. I'm still trying to hopefully do a partnership with Tulsa Public Schools and the Tulsa Police Department. But just because I already had some of those relationships, I went and read to some kids in the spring. And I opened it up before I even read the book. I said, okay, I just want to know, you know, what do you guys think about police officers? What is it? What is the job of a police officer? And I got answers from one end of the spectrum to the other. It was interesting, though, a lot of the white kids had different answers than my kids of color. So from the white kids, I'm here, they're here to protect us. They come and get your cat out of a tree, or, right. You know, they get the bad guys. And then on the other end, I was hearing, you know, they shoot us. They take my dad to jail. They're mean to us. They follow us in the store. So it was very interesting to hear. And these were second graders. So before I read, you know, anything out of my book, I just wanted to kind of see what their perception of police officers are. So I think that's very organic, just to get those real live answers from kids. And so that's been interesting to me.
That's a good place to take a commercial break. When we return, we'll continue our conversation with Sonia Whitaker Gregg, author of Mama, Did You Hear the News? At Flip Productivity, we've made planning simple with the Flip 5 Principles of Planning. Look within. What is this dream that you have? Look up. Why is this worth doing? Look around. What's in your hand? Look ahead. What's the vivid view? Look back. How far have you come? FlipProductivity.com. Plan, produce, play. Welcome back to Vivid Talk. I'm your host, Gwen Witherspoon, and we're returning for the second half of my conversation with author and social worker, Sonia Whitaker Gregg. Our topic is inspiring parents to get a vision for a change.
Oh, boy, let's see. I've learned that if I really put my mind to something, I can do it. Because I was very, I won't say nervous. You know, I think when something comes to you in your prayer closet, you pretty much feel like you got to just move on it no matter what. But the process, self-publishing, I guess, is a lot of work because you don't have anyone holding your hand on the step. And I found myself being very resourceful, you know, up late at night, just Googling information. And I think really, I say as strong Black women, we are so resilient and we can just be persistent. And I just found myself really working a lot harder than I ever have on anything. And I think, you know, when you have your name attached to something, that's easy to do.
But this is the other thing that I was thinking about, too, is there's got to be a price for something like this. You know, there is a price for vision. Like, you know, every time you have an idea to do something that's bigger than yourself, like this is definitely a cause-related, you know, endeavor. And so there is a price to that, not only the price that for you to learn what you need to do to step into a new arena, but also just understanding that not everyone is always going to call your good, you know. And then I have worked in low-income neighborhoods in Atlanta before where we were trying to just inspire the kids to dream. And so with your social services background, have you found that the kids around you even just have the ability to dream and to see a different life for themselves?
I think so. And I think that was one of the main reasons I wanted to find a great illustrator to bring the kids to life in this book so that these kids could see themselves. And again, I'm hoping to collaborate with Tulsa Public Schools and Tulsa police officers. I would like for them to see some police officers in a positive light so that they can dream and possibly see themselves as a police officer, being able to go back into the community, you know, and police these areas that they live in. So I definitely think that for me, going into the community, telling my story, telling the perspective from my two little brown boys being something that I know they can relate to. And then I also talk about, you know, what my boys are doing. My son, who's on the cover He has the number 84 on there because that's his football number. He's in college now. That's his number at the University of Tulsa. So I just kind of try to make it real, try to make it relatable, and definitely always end it with, you know, you can do anything, you can be anybody you want to be, and don't let the negative images and things that you're seeing on television deter you from anything you believe that you can do or that you can be. Absolutely. Mm.
Vivid Talk Radio is really based on a model for growth and development that I created based on Habakkuk 2:2 that says, write the vision and make it plain. And and Vivid is an acronym. And the I stands for identity. And so really just I see that you're creating this image and this vision of positivity, like, and that's one of the things that we have to do, you know, to try to even change this situation. I like that a lot, that instead of just talking about the fact that we need to end police brutality, instead of talking about the problem, creating a vision and a picture of, you know, what the alternative could look like. That's beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. And I love acronyms, too. So in my book, I love your Vivid acronym. In my book, I have the ALIVE is the acronym. And so each letter stands for something that they need to do. Then I also came up with this chant. And it's funny because whenever I go out and I talk to the kids, I have them stand up and we do the chant. It's A to the L to the IVE, come home alive. That is the key. I think just, you know, coming up with something that these kids can remember because they love a good song and dance. And that just is something that, you know, they end up chanting throughout the rest of the day.
So are there any other books coming?
I am currently working on
another book. Sounds like you need a series.
I would love to do a series, but I do have another book coming that I'm very excited about. And again, just being a social worker and working in school systems, this is just a topic that I know a lot of kids deal with. So I'm excited, and hopefully this one will be done by spring. So I will keep you posted.
Ways, have you thought about any ways that we could even inspire other parents, like parents of white children who may not be experiencing this? How can we help those people understand or just have more compassion for the situation? Because I find many times the response is defensive rather than that of really understanding that, you know, you want the same thing for your children.
Yeah, it's funny. I've gotten both responses from my non-black mom. Some who say, you know, I have to have this exact same talk with my kids. And I say, you know what? I think these are five things that anybody can benefit from. Black, white, you know, young, old. I think these are five things that everybody can remember and do. But I do also try to point out the numbers and say, but we know this is happening more in our communities and more in our neighborhoods. And it just is. I was on a conference call a couple of months ago with some moms from, I don't know if you heard about the incident that happened in Grand Rapids. They call these kids the Michigan Five. There were five little boys. They were just walking home from playing basketball in the park and were basically ordered to the ground at gunpoint. And these kids were 11 and 12 years old. So this isn't just happening, you know, to our kids when you're 16 or 17 or 20 and driving down the street. These kids were simply walking home from the basketball court. And just from being on the phone with one of the moms, she said, you know, my son said he was going to run, but his cousin was with him and said, no, get on the ground now. She said, you know, I hadn't really had that talk with my son on what to do if you're approached by police officers, because again, you know, he's not driving yet. So
his
cousin hadn't said. Exactly. So I think, you know, as moms of brown boys, we are having that conversation much sooner because, again, you can't even walk down the street sometimes. And but again, back to your question, I mean, a lot of my white moms are saying, hey, this is something I still believe my kid can benefit from. So I think they see the benefits of it. All of them aren't necessarily ready to acknowledge the fact that the numbers are quite different in what's happening in our community versus theirs. But I do believe that all moms can benefit in sharing this with their kids.
Awesome. Well, our topic today was inspiring parents to get a vision for a change. What would you say to them about taking action on the ideas that they have when they see some injustice in their community?
I mean, I would say if it's something you're seeing in your community or if it's something that you're discussing with your kids or with your family, if it's something that is going on in your family and you see a need for it there, trust me, you're not the only parent who agrees with that. And there are other parents out there. So if there's something you can do, whether it's write a book, whether it's getting involved with different community groups, do that. Do it. Get involved. I think a lot of times it's easy to kind of sit back on the sidelines and watch and say, oh, well, this person over here will do it. You know, I never really considered myself a social activist, but I'm finding myself locally being invited to things, you know, that I never would have thought of even participating in. So things change because regular people step up to the plate and decide to make a change. So if you see something going on, you have to do it. Just step on out there and do it. Make the change.
Where can we get you a copy of the book?
The book is on Amazon.com. You can actually go. It's not in the stores at Barnes & Noble, but if you go to a Barnes & Noble, they can order it for you. But, I mean, Amazon, I think pretty much a lot of people order from there. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at MemorizeTheFive is my handle on all of those. And if you go to any of those, you can see how you can get a signed copy directly from me. But, yeah, just continue to spread the word. I can come and talk to schools. I'm looking to do a more national tour, but right now I'm just in Oklahoma or wherever I'm visiting. So I'm looking forward to continuing to get it out on a national level and getting that next book out too.
Awesome. Well, we're going to be looking for it. Thank you so much for being with us today, Sonia. Oh, it was a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Has this ever happened to you? You put some money in a savings account with a great rate. But that promotional savings rate came crashing down. You deserve better. Take just 5 minutes and open a Capital One savings account online. You'll get one of the nation's best rates that's not a promotional rate. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2017 Capital One.
At Flip Productivity, we've made planning simple with the Flip 5 Principles of Planning. Look within. What is this dream that you have? Look up. Why is this worth doing? Look around. What's in your hand? Look ahead. What's the vivid view? Look back. How far have you come? FlipProductivity.com. Plan, produce, play. Thanks for listening to Vivid Talk Radio, a coaching conversation for visionaries. A special thanks to our sponsor, Flip Productivity, an action planning system to help you plan your work, produce what you've planned, and spend more time at play. Visit VividTalkRadio.com to follow us and make sure you never miss an episode. Join the conversation by speaking your mind, posting your comments, sharing in social media, and tagging at Vivid Brands. You've been listening to Vivid Talk Radio with Gwen Witherspoon. Join us each Wednesday at 5 p.m. and get vision for every area of life. Visit VividTalkRadio.com for more. Until next time, make it vivid.